On the line right now, he's making his hot seat debut today, and this is somebody we've been looking to connect with for quite a while. It is Minister Jason Nixon of Environment and Parks. Minister, welcome to the hot seat. Welcome to your debut.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So I guess one of the first questions is that when we're talking about Alberta's environmental record, Alberta does have a good track record of environmental practices, and now the government in Ottawa has decided to unilaterally raise the carbon tax up to, I think, $170 per megaton by 2030. Obviously, Alberta is doing a lot of its own things, but talk about this tax, especially in rural areas, and how damaging it could be to the pocketbooks of not just urban Albertans, but especially rural Albertans where we don't have city buses.
Yeah, exactly. Justin Trudeau lied about raising the carbon tax. We've been concerned about this for a long time and have been raising that red flag that he would do this, and unfortunately raising it to $170 a ton. It's going to impact our GDP significantly, but what that really means is it's going to cost people their jobs, probably upwards of about 100,000 jobs over the next decade, which is extremely troubling for us. That's why we're going to continue to fight the carbon tax at the Supreme Court. And you are exactly right that it is disproportionately hurting rural Albertans, people that I represent, and people in your communities. This is the equivalent of the former premier saying, take the bus. So for Justin Trudeau to think that we're going to be able to just stop driving our cars or heating our homes is utterly ridiculous. And Alberta is going to continue to focus on meeting our environmental obligations, but doing that by partnering with our world-class industry and finding new and innovative ways to be able to produce our product in the most environmentally friendly way.
And you know what, Minister Nixon, there's so much talks about the requirements out there now. I'll give you an example. In some places, like in the Middle East or in some African nations where they have no environmental standard at all, and in some cases, I heard even in like places like Nigeria, they actually will burn excess natural gas and just burn it, not even use it. So in saying that, though, Alberta is, and Canada as a whole, is known as one of the more ethical producers of oil, but also from an environmental standard. Could you talk about some of the key practices and maybe how some technologies implying to keep emissions low and among other things and other types of made in Alberta solutions that may not work, say, from Ottawa?
Yeah, we have one of the most technologically impressive oil and gas industries and energy industries in the world. We've seen our emissions drastically reduce as we produce oil and gas. But, you know, even beyond emissions, Alberta has a great environmental record when it comes to important things like water management, species management, managing our parks and recreation systems, preserving a sustainable forest for the next generations. And so we're very, very proud of that. And I got to tell you, as Environment Minister, it never ceases to amaze me that each day I learn about something new that we're doing in the province of Alberta to protect the environment. And so what we see down in Ottawa is they're focusing on numbers and talking about things that they think are driving media headlines, but very little results. I mean, when you go back to emissions, the federal government has not invested $1 in emission reduction in the province of Alberta this year. My department invested $1.9 billion this year in partnership with industry to continue to make sure that we can move our technology forward to be a world-class energy producer. So in Alberta, we're focused on results. In Ottawa, they're focused on basically headlines and Twitter accounts.
Fair enough. And also as well, I guess one of the things we talked about, you had a chance to visit our region in late April, early May, unfortunately, not under the greatest of circumstances, as you know, Fort Vermilion and Fort McMurray suffered some pretty big overland flooding. And in the case of Fort Vermilion, you had a chance to come up here, see a lot of the damage. And flood mitigation, that's a big topic, obviously, in our region with the Peace River flowing through it. Is this something, like, how can the province address flood mitigation? Do you believe that a blanket approach, one size fits all, or do you think that this has to be very regional?
Well, it has to be very regional because each river system has unique requirements and each community has different types of infrastructure they need to protect. I was very excited to be up in that area. Obviously, I wish that it was under different circumstances, but it never ceases to amaze me how tough the North is and how tough Northern Albertans are. And it was very impressive to see how the community came together to be able to work through the ice jams. One of the things that we did as a result of that trip was speed up the flood mapping for the area to be able to provide it to the municipalities. And we're going to continue to utilize that to find where we need to be able to put in infrastructure and partner with local communities to be able to protect them from future severe weather events like ice jams. And so we'll continue to do that all across the province. But you are 100% correct. We have to find unique solutions that work for unique communities.
Yeah, true. One size does not fit all. And I guess one of the things that I've been keeping an eye on your Twitter account for quite some time, and today, as you know, is something that you've taken on as an initiative, Wildlife Wednesday. I don't know if you've had a chance to put it out there yet, but if there is, what unique to Alberta species are you featuring today?
You know what? I actually don't know. You stumped me. I know that we put one out every Wednesday. I just haven't seen it today. This was something that I started a few months ago, wanting to show Albertans all the cool species that we have across this province. Well, one of the smallest parts of my file, of course, is keeping care of fish and wildlife. It's also one of the ones I'm most passionate about. I'm proud to be the minister in charge of all the amazing species that we have in this province. And so I think it's been a great initiative to just really illustrate some of the cool things that we have inside this province and some of the neat things that we're doing to be able to help protect those species. So I encourage everybody to follow me on Twitter because you'll learn a lot about the great animals inside our province.
I definitely did have a chance to see that last week, and one of the ones that you featured last week was the ram, the mountain sheep. And in that, too, I'm curious, too, because I saw that, and I'm like, what a majestic creature. And I'm thinking to myself, is that like a unique to Alberta species, that particular sheep?
No, there are a couple other areas that have bighorn sheep like ours. Not many, though, and I should point out that's Alberta's mammal. So that is our official mammal that represents our province. It is a very majestic animal. And Alberta has traditionally had the biggest rams inside of the world, which makes us kind of a world-class destination for people that are interested in sheep. It's a beautiful species that and it's also a species of a great example of how our department, my department, Alberta Environment, works really closely with other nonprofit organizations to protect habitat and to make sure that we're going to have bighorn sheep for generations to come.
Yeah, they definitely are majestic animals. And I do have to ask you this, because it's not every day we get the Minister of Environment and Parks on the line, and such an avid outdoorsman. So I'll be honest, I kind of dropped the ball on this one. I don't know much about specific species unique to the Peace region or the Mackenzie regions. Are you aware of any maybe types of herds of caribou or anything like that that you may find here that you won't find anywhere else?
Well, caribou is a big species that is primarily up in the north. There's a few other areas that would have it outside of the Peace, but not many. And that for sure is probably the most prominent unique species in the northern country. And it's kind of a unique moment when us people down the south get to see it. I know that a lot of people in the north are used to seeing caribou, but we certainly are not down here. That's a great example of a unique species.
No doubt about that. And I am somebody who tunes into the legislature regularly, and based on at least some of the things you'd hear, some people would believe that parks are for sale. So we do hear that sometimes, and I am asking that. Clear the record for us, Minister. Are parks for sale?
Not one park inside this province is for sale or has ever been for sale. It's unfortunate that some people continue to perpetuate what is basically, or not is basically, it is a lie. We're proud of our parks and protected areas, and we're going to continue to protect them. Having said that, we are going to continue to find unique ways to meet our budget obligations to provide services at those parks. The reality is that the NDP were flying in firewood to remote fly helicopter into remote campgrounds. Those type of scenarios ain't going to help us be able to sustain a park system long term. Instead, we're focused on being able to find efficiencies within our department to work better to be able to provide the services within our park system. But to be clear, every piece of parkland will remain protected inside our province.
Okay, so because I back in the day, I was a real estate broker in Ottawa once upon a time. So I guess at this point, the people in Ottawa that may have been interested in putting in an offer on an Alberta park, tell them, sorry, guys, save your paper.
Yeah, save your paper. They're not for sale. They belong to Albertans now and for future generations, and we're going to make sure that they're protected that way.
Okay, great. That's awesome to know. And also in terms of that, too, excuse me, I know that wildlife, obviously, in these parks, like let's just say if an area was delisted as a park and maybe brought to Crown Land, are there still protections in place to make sure that any of the wildlife going through those areas are protected? Because I know some of them, like Green Valley Provincial Park up here, are a key corridor for those wildlife. So regardless of the future of them, Mike, are those species always going to be looked after?
They are for sure. And to be clear, most of our wildlife protected spaces fall underneath the public land act inside Alberta Environment, and both the park and the public land act are managed by Alberta Environment, and we manage different landscapes in unique ways given the circumstances of those landscapes, but the vast majority of land is managed under these public lands to be able to protect wildlife, whereas provincial parks is primarily often about campgrounds and recreation areas for Albertans to enjoy their wild places, and sometimes actually is not necessarily the best tool to protect wildlife, which is why we have other tools within our department to be able to make sure we can provide wildlife corridors, areas to be able to protect wildlife for future generations, and also areas where Albertans can utilize the great resource that is wildlife through hunting and fishing.
Yeah, we got Lac Cardinal up here just by Grimshaw. I know that's one of my favorite places to go in the summer. So I'm sure a lot of people up here are glad to know that that is not for sale and that will not be moving. So that's definitely good news. Glad you cleared that up for us. And also, I do have to ask, because whenever you're on the hot seat, I usually throw a couple of personal questions out here. So when you're not in an emergency cabinet meeting or dealing with constituents from your riding or doing ministerial things, and yeah, I guess 24 hours in a day can get up pretty quickly, how do you enjoy your spare time?
My favorite thing to do in the world is to go hunting and fishing with my kids, particularly fishing. So I'm happiest when I'm on my boat with my kids catching walleye. And, you know, a couple other favorite things of mine, of course, is playing with my horses and just spending time in the great outdoors.
That's awesome. What's the biggest fish you've ever caught?
The biggest fish I ever caught would be a pike about over 40 inches.
Oh, my word. Okay. Well, if you ever go fishing in Saskatchewan one point, I've been out there, that you may be able to find something out there of similar size. And I guess I have to put this one up because I see you in the legislature, and you look pretty tall. I know me. I am 5'1", if that. So I kind of wonder that, you know, when I saw the size of that mountain sheep, and you look like a pretty big dude. So I got to ask, if that mountain sheep wanted to, you know, mark its territory and it was standing face-to-face with you, would you be intimidated or would you actually be able to take that? Because that mountain sheep looks pretty big, but you do too.
Well, I'm a pretty big guy. I'm 5'20", so you can do the math. with that said, I also believe in the saying that the bigger you are, the harder you fall. So, yes, I would be a little bit intimidated if a big ram hit me with those big horns.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no doubt about that. And I guess the final thing for you, Minister, final question for you, or I guess it's a two-part question. What are some of the big accomplishments you're proud of for your ministry in 2020, and what are some of the big goals of the ministry coming up next year?
By far the biggest thing I'm proud of within our ministry is the work we've been doing on regulatory reform, making sure that we keep our laws in place to protect our environment, but finding ways to streamline red tape to be able to help create jobs in the province. That has been where a tremendous amount of our effort has been, as well as some of the big things we've been able to do to fight off the federal government coming into our, hurting our industry, our oil and gas industry. We've been able to put in large emissions equivalency deals that kept Trudeau out of our large emitters, things on methane that kept Trudeau out of hurting our conventional oil and gas, and those have been big accomplishments for us. In the coming months, the Fed-provincial relationship will continue to be a high priority for Alberta Environment, but we're also tackling things like caribou habitat management and creating a way for forestry to be sustainable and be able to have a great future inside our province. And that, those are some of the big things that you're going to see coming from Alberta Environment Parks this next year.
Awesome. And I also have to say, too, is that I found out through the grapevine that you are a Green Bay Packers fan. And how do you feel about them coming in, going in towards the playoffs?
Well, you know what? Go Pack. That's all I have to say. I've been a cheesehead since I was a little kid. Now, at the same time, being a Green Bay Packers fan, I both had highs and lows. So, you know, we'll see how it plays out.
Well, I'm a New York Jets fan, and I'm having nothing but lows this year until the draft. So, and even then, apparently the top prospect may not even report if drafted by the Jets. So, you know, you've got a sad situation when. Minister Nixon, thank you so much for joining us today. Great to have you on.
Thanks for having me on.
This is Jason Nixon. He is the Minister of Environment and Parks for the province of Alberta, and this is another edition of The Hot Seat.